From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The U.S. State Department accuses the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines of not doing enough to crack down on drug trafficking. Caribbean rum producers step up the fight to abolish European Union quotas, and the Cuban diplomat who defected from his base in Jamaica is called a traitor by a Cuban government spokesman. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As we reported yesterday, an international narcotics control strategy report compiled by the United States Department points an accusing finger at St. Vincent and the Grenadines in particular, and the East Caribbean in general. The State Department report speaks of increased marijuana production and rising crack and cocaine abuse in St. Vincent. But perhaps the most damaging allegation is that narcotics traffickers provide funds for both the political campaigns of government and opposition candidates. The BBC's Washington correspondent Christopher Morris has just finished reading the State Department report.
The State Department says St. Vincent and the Grenadines remains plagued by problems of production, transshipment and consumption of drugs. The country is now second only to Jamaica in the Caribbean as a producer of marijuana, which may now be its largest export earner. The department's report says eradication efforts in 1994 were negligible, although in the last few weeks, the island's government has taken advantage of US helicopter support for eradication of marijuana crops. A plus point last year was that St. Vincent became a signatory to the 1988 UN Convention Against Illicit Drugs Trafficking. But there are still large-scale local trafficking organisations, and St. Vincent has become a commonly used flag of convenience in the drugs trade, because local regulations permit vessels to be registered without positive identification of owners.